Hi, I'm Philip Shepherd. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this amazing once-in-a-lifetime conference, and especially to the Meditation and Breathwork channel, which I'm proud to be sponsoring because meditation and breathwork are essential to my teachings. I'm the founder of the Embodied Present Process, or TEP, which is based on my two books and is taught worldwide. And here's one thing I believe about meditation and breathwork. You limit your experience of both if you imagine that your mind is just the thoughts in your head. Your mind permeates your every cell. Every stirring of energy within your body is an expression of it. So, if you wish to calm your mind, the most direct route is to develop the skills that enable you to feel the body's energy and ground it in the spaciousness of the present. That's what my work is about. If that appeals to you, I hope you'll check out my two presentations, one on this channel and one on the main stage. You might also be interested in a special offer exclusive to the Embodiment Conference to listen to one of my embodied meditations for yourself for free. You can find a link to the special offer in the description of this presentation or on the show notes. And now, enjoy the presentation.
So welcome everyone to the Meditation and Breathwork channel. I'm here with Neil McKinley, and Neil is returning from the conference in 2018. He's a teacher of somatic meditation who emphasizes his work's relevance in our everyday lives. So he was introduced to meditation as a teenager, explored a whole range of meditation traditions, and last 20 years has been immersed in the study and practice of somatic meditation, which I believe we're going to do a little bit of today. So today's session is on the embodied heart, and he'll guide us here. So embedding us in the totality, the heart that allows us to access our necessarily unique relationship with the other. So here we reconnect with clarity and tenderness fundamental to our human lives and discover the basis of our desire to be of benefit in this world. So Neil, nice to have you here.
Great. Thank you very much for the introduction, Steve. It's nice to be here. And welcome everybody, whether you're here in what might be the morning for you or the afternoon or the evening. Welcome and thanks for taking the time to come together like this. Thanks for taking the time to do this work. I hope everybody's taking care and doing well. As Steve indicated in the introduction, you know, for the last 20 years, I've been practicing and teaching the somatic meditation. And put really simply, somatic meditation sees the body as the ground and the path and the fruition of our human lives. And the practice is, you could say, both explicit and quite extensive in directing our attention here, directing our attention into the body. And in this session, with, you know, a relatively luxurious stretch of time in front of us, something in the range of 40 plus minutes, we're going to be doing a guided somatic practice that brings our attention into the body, that stabilizes our attention in the body, and then begins to work explicitly with our embodied experience of the heart. And so, if you would all just take a moment to get comfortable, we will get right into it. So as I noted earlier, somatic meditation is explicit in the ways that it directs our attention toward, directs our attention into the body when we practice. And in my experience, such direction is best done very slowly, very gently, very gradually. So we're really going to take our time here, beginning to orient toward the body and then more specifically toward the heart. And so to begin, just for a few minutes, let's just sit quietly together. Just sit quietly with no other intention other than this. And when our mind wanders away, when our attention wanders away, which it's going to do over and over, just gently and at the same time definitively bring your attention back to this, sitting quietly. And as part of this gentle process, or in this gentle process, we're going to become progressively more directive with our instructions, with our attention. So now that we've started to sit quietly a little bit, just let your attention begin to feel the body. Whatever your experience of the body is in this moment, just feel the body, the coolness of the room on your skin, the sense of gravity holding you down in your seat. Maybe a ache in the lower back or a tingling just above the right kneecap, whatever it is. Just feel the body. Just welcome the body. And as always, when we wander, which we will, just gently bring your attention back here. And as our attention begins to settle more and more into our experience of embodiment, you may notice that that same attention begins to open up in a way. So we've been feeling the body, and we may start to feel the earth. And that's a big word, earth. But it simply means we begin to feel the seat, the cushion, the bench that we're resting on. We feel the support of the floor underneath that. The foundation of the building, and maybe even the literal earth below that. Feel the body. And feel the earth, and whatever that may be for you, earth, body, just welcome. And when you wander, come back. Feel the body. Feel the earth. And as our settling in continues, just let any sense of distinction that may be making itself apparent between your body and the body of the earth. So this sense that my body ends here in the earth, the chair, the cushion, the bench, the floor begins here. Just let this sense of distinction begin to melt slightly. It's almost like normally we assume there's a straight pencil line separating body and earth, and just let an eraser gently blur that line. And let yourself sink in even further. Out of this sense of sinking, almost as if there's kind of a simultaneous bounce back from sinking, out of the sense of sinking in, let your spine gently lengthen, as if the energy of the earth were subtly animating the spinal column and allowing it to elongate through the torso, through the neck, through the head, through the crown of the head. And just let the body naturally respond to this. Let your posture naturally adjust around the lengthened spine. And while all this continues, let a portion of your attention rest on the breath as it flows into the lower belly. And this is a little bit different than the way most of us relate to the breath. It's a more subtle, kind of energetic manifestation of the breath we're accessing. And we're accessing as it flows from the outside into the front of the lower belly and then into the body itself. The entry point for most of us tends to be somewhere between the navel and the pelvic floor. And if it's helpful, you can use your imagination to find this. Let your attention, as you continue to have this general sense of embodiment, from the embodied totality, let a portion of your attention rest on the precision of the breath as it flows into the lower belly. And through that process of returning, we wander away, we return, we wander away, we return. Through that process of repeated return, we're going to allow our attention to begin to stabilize a bit more over the next few minutes. So within the totality, we have a light sense of attention on the breath in the lower belly. We're coming back over and over and over again. and deepening our relationship with embodiment. And now that we have a little bit of embodied stability, we're going to bring this work to the heart, more particularly to the heart center. So it's the exact same practice from one perspective. We're just going to be doing it at the level of the heart center. So what we're doing is, within an embodied sense of the totality, the body, the earth, the lifting spine, we're placing a little bit of our attention on the breath, the energetic breath, as it streams into the heart center, as it enters the level of the heart center, and continues into the body, into the heart. And when we wander away, we come back. And in the process of doing so, we begin to stabilize, we begin to settle into and experience our experience of the embodied heart. And whatever this may be, we simply welcome. And as we continue to become more settled, more stable, more embodied in the heart, well, this experience of stability brings with it a refined sense of perception. We begin to see and feel and sense and know the heart in deeper and more subtle ways. So as we continue to let our attention rest, the breath coming into the heart center, you may notice some tension or armoring around the heart, sense of freezing around the heart, and just let this be welcomed. You might notice some movement, some energy swirling about or bursting forward. And this too, just welcome. You might notice a kind of spaciousness or openness that can have a tender and achy quality to it. Just notice, just welcome. Let the heart reveal itself, and whenever you wander, come back. And I'm going to get a little bit more directive with practice instructions here. not in order to insist that anything happen in our practice, particularly not in order to change what the embodied heart is, but rather in order to let us or afford us the opportunity to see something, to touch something, to be affected by something that's already happening in the heart, but perhaps is passing unnoticed. So as we breathe into the heart center, let yourself feel any tension, any armoring, any sense of blockage or freezing there may be here. And as you become aware of any tension, any holding, any freezing or blockage or armoring may exist over and around and through your heart, as you become aware of this, just let the tension, let the armoring begin to melt. Awareness has the quality of kind of a heat lamp, and under the warmth of the heat lamp, tension tends to begin to melt like butter. And it might melt a little, it might melt a lot, don't need to force it. Just as you breathe into the heart, become more aware of the tension encasing the heart. Notice how that tension begins to loosen, soften, melt. And as we continue to breathe into the heart, as we continue to become aware of tension, as that tension continues to melt, let the inherent openness of the heart begin to open. It's like sunlight shining, radiating through dissolving cloud cover. Let the openness of the heart naturally open through the melting tension. So there is a sense of the openness of the heart opening into the heart itself. And then opening into the chest cavity. And then opening into the body itself. And the process continues. We breathe into the heart. We feel the tension. The tension melts. The openness opens. And the openness of the heart begins to come into the room that we're sitting in. It begins to open beyond our conventional notions of embodiment into something fuller and actually more accurate. The openness of the heart comes into the room. Comes into the building we are inhabiting. And with each breath cycle, with each sense of awareness and melting, the openness of the heart, the inherent openness of the heart, opens up into the world. And as was noted a few minutes ago, this openness, it can be very tender. It can be almost achy. And let the tenderness of this openness, tenderness of the open heart, become more and more apparent with each breath cycle. Let the sensitivity of the heart receive the world. Let the heart feel and be touched by whatever may be awaiting there. As we open, we may touch joy, sorrow, delight, grief, rage, love. We may touch aspect of ourselves in need of attention. We may feel as if we are being visited by others, known or unknown. We may find ourselves sensitive to the natural world around us, the wind howling outside the window, the rain falling, the silence of the night. Whatever becomes evident, apparent as we continue this process of working with, attending to, tender, open heart. Whatever comes up for us, simply welcome and continue with the practice. From the perspective of somatic practice, whatever we experience when we meditate, whatever arises, is not random. But is rather the wisdom of the body. Making itself known so that it might then affect us, so that it might be carried into, it might guide us into the world that we will soon return to. So whatever each of us might be doing right now, just gently put down the technique. Just drop the technique and return to the very beginning of this session. Return to just sitting quietly. And And coming back to this experience of sitting quietly and welcoming any resonance from the past half hour practice session we're just about to conclude. Welcoming any resonance that might be ringing throughout our bodies. And then letting this resonance become part of the song each of us sings in the world. With the aspiration that in some way, in some form, this song that is ours and ours alone to sing, this resonance that is ours and ours alone to manifest, this wisdom that is ours and ours alone to bring into the world, might be of benefit to others. So once again, thank you, everybody, whether you are here in what is morning for you or afternoon or evening. Thank you for taking the time to come together and practice in this way. And as Steve indicated, we do have a little bit of time. We have about 8 or 9 minutes. If there are any questions or comments, it would be wonderful to engage in that way. I'm not quite sure, Steve, what the format is for that, what the protocol is for that, but please feel free.
Yeah, so if anyone has any comments, feel free to drop them down in the chat. Just got something through. Thank you so much. That was lovely. Or if you have some questions, Neil has been doing this obviously for a very long time. Mark actually just messaged me, Neil, saying, please give my best to him and thank you. So if you have any questions, drop them in the Q&A box, or if you can't, in the chat, and Neil can respond to them.
And am I going to be able to see those, Steve?
You will be able to see them, or if you prefer, I can just read them out and you can respond. Give everyone
a sec. Well, if something shows up and I don't respond quickly, please just read it out, because it means I haven't seen it.
No worries. Someone just said, I've been moving so quickly all day and it was a little difficult to fully slow down, but once I did, I was able to feel the resonance of my heart. So I appreciate the heart work.
I mean, I think that's, I'll start personally. I mean, that's something that I deal with personally all the time, is just the amount of speed I bring to my practice. You know, so for instance, I say I'm going to practice at 3 o'clock Pacific time and I sit down and it's not that easy. You know, I bring so much velocity from my everyday life. And that's why, coming back to the very beginning of our session together, I've really found it very useful to come into this work, come into embodiment very, very slowly, you know, just sitting quietly and then feeling the body and then the next step and the next step. Because for me, otherwise, my mind, my attention spooks, you know, like a racehorse. It kind of reacts in the opposite direction. So I think that that's a really good point for all of us.
Yeah, there's a comment saying they liked how it was like that. Now, someone's just asked as well about working with kind of particularly in the heart area and the acute heart armoring, how often this needs to be done, or are there perhaps any things people should be careful of?
That's a really great question. And I think part of my experience with that question was contained in how we practiced today. Working with the armoring of the heart and working with the openness that's underneath that armoring, I mean, it's really wonderful and deeply affecting, but however, at the same time, it's very challenging. Both of them, you know, the armoring exists for a reason. Usually, most of us have very good historical reasons for covering over our hearts. And what then lays underneath can be quite affecting, or even more to the point, you know, quite provocative. And so in today's session, we took a lot of time developing a sense of stability, being able to be in the body in general, before we took our attention to the heart specifically. And I find, if I was going to generalize to answer this question, I find I need a fair amount of stability in my practice in general, in order to be able to work appropriately with the heart, in order to stay with the challenges of the armoring and to stay with the provocativeness of what comes up, you know, the feelings and the images and the sensations that arise in the openness that then emerges. So for me, that means that, you know, probably if I'm practicing seven days a week, 5 of the 7 days would be devoted to basic stability. I sit down, I feel the body, I put my attention on the breath coming into the lower belly and just try to be here. And then 2 days a week, I might work, you know, I'll still go through the process we went through today, but I might work more deliberately with the heart. Other people will find a different balance, and we're all really encouraged to trust our own intelligence in that regard. Other people may find they can do it more frequently or less frequently. The key issue is not really the recommendation I give in terms of this many days or that many hours, but this matter of stability in your practice, in your body.
As a follow-up to that, do you have any suggestions of things people can do to stabilize themselves if they do go there and find some difficulty?
Yeah, that's why the instructions are so helpful. I mean, the instructions are like our roadmap. And it's why I try to keep my instructions fairly simple and fairly consistent. So I often wonder about people who work with me a lot, because I say the same thing over and over again. And I do that so that when we get into a situation where there's a lot coming up, we actually remember where we're going back to. I mean, for me, if there's a lot of instructions, then they're continually changing. When something difficult comes up and I get triggered, for instance, I can't remember what to do. But if it's really a basic mentor marker, like feel the body, feel the earth, breathe into the heart, it's like, I can do that. I can remember that. I've done it thousands of times before like this. So the instructions, I think, are really helpful. They are like our map. I often call them breadcrumbs. They're how we breadcrumb back into the body. And I think a lot of patience, understanding that we're all going to get provoked. And we're, as I said again and again in this practice, our attention is going to wander away a lot. And that's just the way it is. And so be very patient as you work with this. You know, even if I can remember, you know, feel the body, feel the earth, breathe into the heart, it may take some time for me to actually connect with that experientially. So a lot of patience, a lot of kindness, and remember the instructions.
Great, thanks. And one last one, do you have any suggestions for using heart work and heart embodiment for forgiveness of the self?
What a great way to end. Wow. So what we did today is we went through the process where we had this beautifully open, tender heart that was welcoming whatever wanted or needed to arise. And we can be a little bit more directive in that if we need to be. And what that means is if there's a difficult part of ourselves, I mean, we can do this with others as well, but the question is self-forgiveness. If there's a difficult part of ourselves, and you know, I'll be blunt, if there's a part that we just really, really dislike, and we don't, you know, we, you know, what that aspect of ourselves or that character trait has led to in our life, we really have a hard time with. What we can do is once we've got to the point where the heart is open and tender, we continue with the process exactly the same. And we let that difficult piece of ourselves, we encourage that difficult piece of ourselves to become apparent to us within the field of the heart. Just let it be there. And we sit and we keep our attention on the breath and on the heart and let this aspect of ourselves that personally I would much rather keep in the shadows simply be witnessed. Simply be witnessed. Which is a process that can take minutes or years or maybe even the rest of this lifetime. And so the forgiveness comes from a bare witnessing and a radical acceptance that, okay, this is here, and just developing our capacity to be with that thisness or that here-ness.
Thank you, Neil. So I'm going to come back to you in a second to give us our top closing tip, if that just there wasn't enough. But just as a few things, these talks will be up for 48 hours. So if you'd like to share with anyone or repeat this, do feel free to do so. However, if you'd also like to go across and get all the whole library from the conference, just the meditation and breathwork channel or anything else, we appreciate it as a thank you to us. And it's you doing that is what enables everyone else who can't afford to do so to come along, just because it was a fair bit on the old coffers there. So I've dropped Neil's link into the chat as well. You can find out a lot more there about him at neilmckinley.com. I'll head back to Neil as well just to see if there's anything else there. But as you said, there's some stuff to be found. If you would like to chat about this to some more people, so it's kind of nice to integrate that into your life by having a chat with some people, do head across the coffee break rooms. Link is also in the chat. And if seeing real virtual humans isn't your thing, you can, you know, just get involved in the conference group as well on Facebook. So whichever way you want to sort of hang out with other people, feel free to do so. Or maybe you're sick of other people. I don't know. I hope not. Not quite yet. So, yep, you can do all those things. And I'm going to repost Neil's link once more and head over to Neil and say, is there anything else people need to know about you? And then what is your top closing tip on how to be more embodied?
Top closing tip. Honestly, my thing is all about what does this mean in my everyday life? You know, I'm a householder, I have rent to pay, I have a partner, I have a daughter, I am good at some things, not so good at others, I have groceries to deal with, dishes to clean, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, what I want to know is how does this work resonate? How does this work sing in all that stuff? And so one of the things I'm always looking for is simple ways to bring this work into our moment-to-moment life. And that basically involves just simplifying what we're doing. And then when we remember, taking advantage of that remembering. So we're standing in the grocery line. I'm standing in the grocery line. I'm getting really irritated with the person in front of me, and I'm thinking all sorts of bad things about them, even though I have no clue who they are. And I recognize this, and literally it's this quick. I feel the body. I feel the earth. I breathe into the heart and let the heart open to this person. And I see whatever I see. Maybe they're having a hard day. Maybe they're not having a hard day. Maybe it's me who is having a hard day. Maybe they're happy as a clam. But I actually connect with what's going on in my life for just a moment. So, you know, 5 seconds, and then I go on to whatever comes next. But simplifying the practice and just bringing it into the grocery lines, the bank lines, the work meetings, the family dinners, and whatever else it might be. That to me is where the beauty of this work really, really kind of blossoms.
Perfect. Thank you. So there's a little takeaway you can do right now. So thank you, Neil, again, from myself and everyone at the team here as well. And I welcome everyone back if they would like to take an hour break, go to the coffee room or whatever else. And we'll be having our trauma super panel led by Alanis Morissette in 1 hour. And there'll also be, I think there's what, Gabo Mate, Peter Levine, I think Dan Siegel, the whole gang is there. So if you want to join us in an hour, please do so. Next up on the meditation channel in 3 hours is David G as well, looking at bringing perfectly actually follow up to Neil, bringing meditation practice or setting yourself a constant meditation practice, how you can bring it into your life. So do join us. Thank you, Neil, and have a lovely break, everyone.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you all.